the anointed one, so that his what? Tremendous love that cascade over us would what? Glorify his grace. And I looked at word, I looked at it again, and they say a cascade is like a mountain. This huge waterfall has come off, it covers it, cascade. And you ever notice that how, I never thought about it like that, how free fall that waterfall, nothing holding it back. It has a tremendous force, doesn't it? Cascading over it. What can the devil do to you with that tremendous force of cascading of the power of God flowing over in your life? What can he do? Get washed away? Get destroyed? But how? You say, how then? I mean, is he cascading on me like that? How did the devil get over me? Because you get from under this cascading waterfall of the power of God. And you get over here, and that's his territory over there where Adam act real silly and let him in the earth. But when you stay under his covering, and this is why we learn day by day, don't get discouraged, because see, we have God want us to learn. Let me make this statement. We were reading the book, The Name of Jesus by Kenneth E. Hagin, and E.W. Kenyon made some powerful statements, and I kept looking at him. And he said, one day the church is going to get it, that we've been born into the realm of the supernatural. Too many Christians have been born into the realm of the supernatural and they live in the natural. Once we grasp that we're in the realm of the supernatural, and you over here, and natural can't operate supernatural. And once you grasp, and this is why religion did such a bomb job on believers and confuse them and mess them up. They have a form of godliness and no power. Don't you have enough power to blow your nose? But when we realize, I've been born into the realm of the supernatural, and the realm of the supernatural where I belong. This is where I should live. This is where I talk from. This is where I conduct my life from, the realm of the supernatural. But am I always trying to figure out how I'm going to make it? Boy, when are we going to get it? When are we going to get it? God already made it. We're going to get it one day. And when we do, you know what's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen before Jesus returns. That means it's coming. We're going to turn cities and towns that we're around going to get shook up so bad. We're going to turn them upside down. We're going to shut down drug lords and prejudice and racism and all kind of evil that holding men in bondage, breaking up homes and family, robbing, destroying marriage and home, children growing up become junkies. Bring a child in the world and you call yourself a believer and then you let him turn out to be a junkie. You say, no, my child is born of me and born of God, and they'll never serve that devil. See, people will make a statement like that. Well, they just going to go out and do it because you let them do. If you train up a child like the Bible says, what, in the way that he should go, when he get old, he'll not depart from it. Father, what verse are we on? Verse 5 and 6, right? Let me get there. For it was always in the perfect plan to, in His perfect plan to adopt us as a delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that His tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify His grace. Would do what? Glorify His grace. For the same love He has for the, listen to this now, for the same love He has for the beloved Jesus, He has for us. And this unfolding plan brings Him great pleasure. What did it bring Him? This unfolding plan. See, Paul was writing this letter. No, you notice now, I want you to notice now. You notice that how he's telling us all these things. Then we get down to the 16th and the 17th verse. He said, "Now I pray that the God of all Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge." What he wants you to do? I'm telling you about this. Now you've got to get a revelation of this. Because this is who you are. This is what happened. And I'm telling you, wow, I don't know how to say it. We are so far out there in the realm of the spirit in Christ, so far beyond these demonic activity and all this stuff. And we let them rule over our lives and rule over our homes and over our children. And we let them joker get in and run their course from one generation of children, people to another. And we just let them perpetrate down. You need to stop that. We need to stop that, don't we? Not here. When somebody starts talking like you out of your place, I'm in my right place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what Paul is saying, and what he is revealing this. What God did before the foundation of the world, and this kind of people He was bringing forth into this earth. After Adam had messed it up, He said, "This is the kind of people I'm going to bring into the earth realm to live, and they're going to glorify me. They're going to magnify me. They're going to exalt my name. They're going to be a people that I live through and shine through." Hallelujah. But so many times, I've been guilty, but thank God. We try to build our own little thing. Trying to build a reputation for ourselves. I don't have to, y'all. God already got the reputation. All I need to do is believe Him. Trust Him. Obey Him. Do what He said. You notice Jesus didn't come here trying to build a reputation. Check it out. He did not say, I came to do what the Father said, and that's what He did. Right, T? He didn't try to establish something. I'm Jesus. I'm this. He just came. Whatever the Father said, He did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me 7, verse 7. Since we are now joined to Christ. See, He's telling you what happened. See, now we got to get a revelation of this. That I am one with Christ. I am Christ. I know that sounds strong, but you got to keep it in perspective and don't be foolish and think you the head. No, I say this, I am Christ.
We are Christ.
And the Bible is real plain, Jesus is the head of Christ. He is the head.
Amen.
And how many heads you got on your body? Are your foot going to rise up? I am the head. No, it's not. You already got a head.